Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the Heritage Hour. I'm Mark Gonzalez, your pastoral encourager for Southwest Florida, and I'm so delighted to be with you on this Saturday morning, as we've been doing for 30 years now here in this area, with my good friends over at Kingdom 91.5 FM, serving all of Southwest Florida, and then our friends up at WAEC Love 860, serving the greater Atlanta area, on air and online at iHeartRadio and TuneIn Radio. And then we have our friends over at WTMR 800 AM, serving New Jersey and Philadelphia. And I tell you, I'm just so grateful for them. And we just love to come and sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus and just let Him speak to us heart to heart. And so today, as we continue our journey through the scriptures, looking at all the portraits of God that we find there, I have this little three-part series I want to start today, describing the Lord as our whispering wisdom. He is our whispering wisdom. That's the portrait that we will be exploring together for a while. So, if you have your Bibles, we're going to start over in John chapter 16. And just a reminder that these messages are archived at my website. Excuse me. That's markpg.org, markpg.org. And when you get there, just click on the box that says broadcasts, and you can get caught up on anything you've missed. And by the way, there are other boxes there. There's videos. I have 3-minute videos on portraits of God. Also, 10 songs in that video box that are related to a picture book that features 3 Reformation catechisms that I blended into one, 95 question and answers that rhyme, and put in 10 sections and 10 songs. You can get the songs there. Articles I've written, other quick tip guides on various topics that you can find there. It's just all designed to help you hear God. So that's markpg.org. So as we get started this morning, as is our custom, let's just go before the Lord and ask Him to speak, shall we? Well, Lord, we know it's a waste of time if I just get on this microphone and just kind of share some stray thoughts here and there. Lord, we don't want that. Lord, we want You to speak to us. And Lord, I just love all of the portraits that I see in these particular passages that I've pulled together under the topic of how You are our whispering wisdom. And I just can't wait to share these 10 takeaways with my brothers and sisters over the next 3 weeks or so. So Lord, we're ready to hear. Oh, open our eyes, open our hearts, open our ears that we can receive everything that You have for us today. Lord, we ask for nothing less than that. And we pray this in the powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by His precious cleansing and healing, transforming, empowering, and forgiving blood. Amen. Amen and amen. Hey, just before we get started, though, something came to my heart, speaking about the heart of the Lord Jesus. I don't know if you're watching The Chosen or not. You can download the app, The Chosen, at your app store. It's they're in season number 3. If you haven't been watching it, start in season 1. It's set in the biblical era. It's basically an ongoing parable of what the disciples could have been like as they relate to Jesus, but all of the Jesus stories and the depiction of Jesus are just heartwarming. They're genuine, they're personal, and really, really am enjoying it. So if you want to get a feel for the walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and the gracious heart and yet the gravitas and the humility and the wisdom of God, that series is doing a remarkable job. It's called The Chosen. So a little shout out for them here. So, here we go. I got 10 takeaways for you. We're only going to get to, 3 maybe 4 today. Talking about how the Lord is our whispering wisdom, and He blows where He wills. I mean, I just love how the Scripture tells us that that's a great metaphor for the Holy Spirit. The wind blows where He wills, and so are those of us led by the Spirit. I mean, it's just my friends, I wish I could adequately describe for you the joy it is to be so open to the whispers of God whenever they come, to have the kinds of ears that are always listening for it. So let me unpack, though, this particular portrait about the whispering wisdom of God. Over in John chapter 16, verse 12, this is an extraordinary verse that the Lord's really used in my life as a pastor for almost 40 years now. It says this, Jesus said, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. So here's one of the things about the Lord's whispered wisdom. Number one, it's given when we're ready. The whispering wisdom of God is given when we are ready. My folks, this is so important, my friends, to recognize. If you're a preacher, if you're a counselor, if you're a dad, if you're a mom, if you're a boss, I mean, people have to be ready to hear some of the deeper wisdom that they may need to get to the next level in their walk, but they're not always ready to hear it. We're living in an era where people are living in perpetual grief. The COVID era, we're in this third year now, all that it has spawned, the economic uncertainty, the political unrest, the social anger, all of this, the cancer culture, there's so much going on. People are scared, they are frightened. But what they don't realize is all of us are dealing with grief in all of its stages, the five stages of grief. Denial, oh, it's not that big a deal. Well, it is. Denial, bargaining, trying to bargain with God on different things. And then there's anger. And then there's depression before we get to acceptance. Grief is not just for when people die. It's when we have loss. And we lost a ton when COVID hit us. A way of life and a rhythm of life was totally disrupted and has remained disrupted than the way we used to live life. And we are experiencing grief. And there's things that we're not quite ready to hear. We can hear some things, but not everything. That's why I love this. When Jesus is saying, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. The things that I don't know, that I can't figure out, that I can't wrap my head around, it's okay. We're on a need-to-know basis. And the Lord knows what we can and what we cannot handle right now. And you should know what your kids can or cannot handle right now, or those in your church, or those in the workplace, or those at the school, or those in your neighborhood. There's only so much we can process at a time. There's only so much depth we're able to go. There's only so many things we can actually understand in this life and in the ways of God. And if we jump the gun and we try to give some of those under our charge too much, or we're asking for too much from those who lead us and we're frustrated when they don't give us everything, well, there's a reason for that. We can only process so much at a time. Kind of reminds me of the little 8-year-old boy who one Saturday morning, as he and his parents were, you know, making pancakes and all the big breakfast on Saturday morning and stuff, that in the midst of it, he suddenly says, hey, Mom, Dad, where did I come from? And the parents just went, oh, no, it's time for the birds and the bees. You know, you do it, you do it. They're saying to each other under their breath, you know, finally they said, oh, well, okay, son, here, let's just sit down here at the table, you know. And they began to try to explain it as best they could. And the little boy's just looking at them and all. And so after they fumbled their way through it and said, well, okay, so is that good? Do you understand? He said, well, I don't know, kind of. I mean, I'm just... Well, you know, Sally down the street said that she came from Indiana here to Florida, and I was just wondering, where do we come from, you know? Oh, well, we moved here from Texas. Oh, okay. And that's all he wanted to know. The parents presumed he was asking a much deeper question, one that he wasn't ready to handle and didn't even understand once they shared it with him. It would be for another day. Oh, my friends, it's okay when you can't understand all that God is doing. He's going to tell you when you're ready. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. I love that. He protects us from TMI, too much information, unlike the parents who thought they heard a different question when their little boy asked, "Where did I come from?" Well, as we continue our journey, let me take you to the next verse. We were in John 16, verse 12. Now we go to John 16, verse 13. The Bible says this, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth." So as we're looking at the Lord's whispered wisdom, because he is our whispering wisdom, number one, it's given when we're ready, but number two, it's revealed spirit to spirit. It's revealed spirit to spirit. Now, this is something I really want to dig into for you, because we get so confused about how do we know if God's speaking to us or not? How do we know truth, you know? Well, this is saying that when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will speak to your spirit, the Holy Spirit, speaking to your spirit. So let me see if I can break it down this way. You know, I guess it's its entry level. We have head knowledge, but then we want it to get to our heart, but then we also want to make sure it's in the spirit, because we are tripart beings. So let's start first with head knowledge. I'm all for teaching children to memorize scripture. I'm all for children memorizing a catechism, you know, the Protestant catechisms that we have. As I mentioned earlier, I think I mentioned it, that I did one that's rhyming. It's in rhyming verse. I call it the story of God and man. And, you know, using music and just reading it at bedtime, this picture book, you know, and sections that kids will memorize it over the long haul. It's head knowledge. You're getting the basic building block information in head, but we want it to go to the heart and to the spirit. And as we get older, we learn how that which we're learning in our heads has to make that journey down into our hearts. We have to let it be emotional. We have to, because that's part of our being as well. We don't want to be totally emotionally based, but we don't want to be totally intellectually based as well. It's a both and, not an either or. And it can get very difficult to discern whether the head knowledge we're getting, and even the heart knowledge that we're giving, is of the spirit, because it's our spirits that at the end of the day can help us take every thought in obedience to Christ to see if it's from the Lord or not. And you know, there's a whole series we could do on this, but the short version is basically this. If you and I genuinely are seeking the wisdom of God, and we're in a humble state of receptivity, and we do read the books, we read the scriptures, we go to counseling, we'll get some, and then our emotions and our intellect are trying to work together, and we don't want to let one over the other. But when we let both be at play, and it's coupled with all this counsel and the Word of God and all, the Spirit is the one who quickens our spirit to weave it all together and say, "This is of me." But it's also the Spirit who will give you a check in your spirit or a red flag. Now, in this world, we tend to call things like that maybe women's intuition, or I had a gut feeling, or I have a yellow flag about this. We have all these different ways of expressing how something's just not setting right. Well, I've got news for you. That's the Spirit of the Lord. This guy may be saying something, this gal may be saying, and it sounds all good, but something about it's just too good to be true. Something about it's not quite genuine. Something about it's giving me the willies, you know, all kinds of ways. That's the Spirit, my friends. And the Spirit uses the Word of God to give us the head knowledge, but he wants us to interact with it from the heart so that our emotions can be a part of it, and one should not dominate the other. But then the confirmation of it all and that invisible world kind of thing, that subjective kind of thing, that existential kind of thing, it's the Spirit that brings it all together that has it settle well. Your spirit bears witness with something. this resonates with me. This has a true and authentic ring to it. That is the Spirit. The Lord's whispered wisdom is revealed spirit to spirit. So don't play your head against your heart, against your spirit. They're all working together. And you know when you know her, you know through and through, there's a settledness, there's a peace in the Lord that your mind may not quite fully be able to reconcile it. For example, the classic theological conundrum of the sovereignty of God versus the free will of man, or election versus free will. That, we can't totally resolve that in our intellect, but in our hearts and in our spirit, we can come to the place where we're comfortable, we're at peace, knowing somehow, some way, both of those things are true, though they seem to be a paradox. God's ways so often are atypical to this world's way of thinking. They tend to be counterintuitive. And yet there's something we know in our knower, so to speak. We know in the depths of our spirit, as the Spirit is confirming the things that we're receiving through our heads and through our hearts. That's how this works. That's the whispering wisdom of God, my friend. It's exciting. It's tapping into the invisible world of things. And the more you get to know these portraits of God, the more you get to know the heart of God, the character of God, the more your spirit is able to reveal to your spirit what is true and what is a counterfeit. The scripture does say that the enemy likes to show up as an angel of light, seemingly good, seemingly from above. But it's your spirit that'll say, nah, this might look good on the outside. Might even be looking good or feeling good emotionally, but there's something not quite right here. That's why the Bible says to test the spirits. Okay, so let's take an inventory. The Lord, our whispering wisdom. Well, his whispered wisdom is, number one, given when we're ready. So be patient. Number two, revealed spirit to spirit. So cultivate the spirit in you, communing with the Spirit of God. But then number three, and this is just so, so striking. Number three, the whispered wisdom of God is not receivable by some. Let me take you to Acts chapter 6, verse 10. This is a stunning portion of scripture about the wisdom of God. It says here, but they were unable to cope with the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. It's a wonderful account there in Acts chapter 6, and I'm so struck by this clear statement that there are people who are unable to cope with the wisdom and the spirit with which this follower of Jesus Christ was speaking. So that's why I'm saying, number three, if you're that note taker, we're working through 10 takeaways about how the Lord is our whispering wisdom, that there are times when you may be speaking the wisdom of God to someone, but it's just not receivable by them at that time. Don't get frustrated. One of the more graphic illustrations of this is over in Acts chapter 2. This is a famous account of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came and like tongues, you know, and stuff. And there's all these manifestations and people began to speak with other tongues. And it was really a supernatural phenomenon that they had never seen before. And some people totally received it. It was revealed by the Holy Spirit to their spirit, and they were able to receive it and see it and rejoice in it. Wow, look at this. An incredible supernatural manifestation of the Lord God of the ages. But the next verse there in Acts chapter 2 says that others were saying, they're just drunk. They're acting drunk. They're out of their minds. They couldn't see it. They were not able to cope with the wisdom and the manifestation of the Spirit that was there at the time. Now, this is sad at one level, because you're sad for people who cannot see it. Maybe they're too bitter. Maybe they're too angry. Maybe they're too wounded. Maybe they're too ignorant. They just haven't been exposed to this, and they just are having a hard time seeing the hand of God at work. They have dull ears sometimes, and we all have dull ears sometimes, that we just, certain topics, we just kind of stiffen up and we just can't hear it, you know. Hard hearts is another way to do it. Our heart has been so wounded or hardened in an area to protect ourselves. We think we're protecting ourselves, that we can't receive some wisdom from God that could really free us up and get us in on the adventure of how God likes to do things. Let me give you a quick example. I know years ago, when I was a young pastor, first came, God called me to serve in Florida, a young group of folks, a young church filled with older people mostly, only 24 people, no land, no building, nothing. And they had split off one church with 50, grew to 100, split again, and then it dwindled down. So we have a split of a split that's dwindling down. They want me to come pastor these 24 people. I didn't want to at first until I heard their hearts. They were saying, "We believe you're the one that God has called to lead us to grow." And they were so open-hearted that they said, "You know we need a young man." I was in my 30s at the time, to lead us. "And you're going to do things we may not prefer, but we realize they need to be done so that we can pass the baton of this ministry to the next generation." There were only two young families in the group. All the rest were well into their 70s and 80s. But that's what those older folks said. And I hadn't seen such great faith in all of Israel. And I said, yes. And we came and we were able. I was there for 23 years. And within 3 years of coming, I mean, we had a $500,000 piece of property and a $500,000 building up. It was incredible what God did. And there's others, lots of moving parts to that story. But here's the one I want to highlight for you. There were some remarkable steps of faith we had to make. We were not a lot of people. We grew to maybe 70 within the first year, but then we had this opportunity to buy this $500,000 piece of property for $250,000, half price. Well, that's a good deal, but we're still a small group. And the contract said you have to build a building in 18 months because we don't want dirt in this community. It was a master plan community. They wanted churches there and stores and others. They said, "We want you to build a building." And we knew that was going to be another $500,000 18 months later. No, we didn't have that. But God began to do some things. I won't get into all the details, but there were these faith steps that conventional wisdom says, don't do this, it's foolish. But we would seek counsel, we would pray, we would get the green lights, we'd take the next step and the next step. Well, there was a wonderful couple that was in that tiny church, and they were very, very bright. In the business world, they were our treasurer, and then they also, you know, handled the other financials of the church, the husband and wife and stuff too. And they came to me after a few months of this journey of going toward this miracle facility by a tiny group of people. They said, "Look, yes, on the one hand, we're amazed to seeing what God is doing, but we just don't have the heart for this. It's over and over again. We come to these crossroads. It's just too much. We can't see it beyond this point. We're leaving." Well, I was disappointed that they were leaving. But by then I'd also learned, well, some things of God are just not receivable by some. It's what we're saying here. They were unable to cope with the wisdom and the spirit with which we were speaking, and in this case, with which we were walking. And so they were graciously alerting me that they were going to move on. They wished us luck, said they'd be praying. And I just said, "You know what? I am very sad you're leaving us, but I understand. You know, this type of thing's not for everyone in certain seasons of their lives. It's good. But listen, please know, if you ever want to come back, we'll always have the porch light on for you." My friend, give people breathing space to be where they are in their journey. There's some things that God calls us to do that are way out there, and conventional wisdom says you're crazy. What, 70 people taking on basically a quarter of a million dollar obligation on a piece of property and another $500,000? Hello, none of us wealthy. But God did it. We were able to get into that building, pay it off 5 months or 5 years later. It was all paid off. Extraordinary stuff. But that's not receivable by everybody. It takes time. And there are areas in my life that I have struggles in taking faith steps. Other areas, I'm good to go. We're all different. We're all unique. And the Lord offers his whispering wisdom to all of us. It's given when we're ready. It's revealed spirit to spirit. It's not receivable by some. So don't be discouraged when people can't see it. And by the way, we all have blind spots. It's like having something on the middle of your back, some peanut butter or something that got smudged by your little boy or something on your shirt before you left to go to the office or to the school, and you're walking around with peanut butter on your back. That doesn't mean you're stupid. It means you can't see it. But others can, and they can graciously alert you to that and help you clean it up. By the way, we have spiritual blind spots on our back. We can't see, but others can see it very clearly. Yeah, I don't think you see how angry you are about this. No, and you've been holding it in. You thought you'd been hiding it. No, I think you may be bitter here. I think you may be walking in fear. Don't get upset when people share that kind of wisdom with you. They're trying to offer you an opportunity to hear the whispering wisdom of God. So don't push it if you're the speaker. Don't reject it if you're the receiver. God has his time in all things. Well, Lord, thank you so much. I just love talking about how winsome you are, how you whisper to us. Wisdom is ready for us at the right time on your end, and we want to be ready to receive it. So thank you, Lord, for this journey of discovering more and more about your heart. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm Mark Gonzalez. Oh, be sure and check out markpg.org. Till next time, fall in love with the Lord Jesus, your whispering wisdom.